podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops, episode 134. Today we're going to talk
about branding.
About branding. branding a program. And before we do that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Great people up in Bloomington, Minnesota. I know where Bloomington is too. So go over and check it out. I think I've said this, but my record is 32 seconds breaking it down. So I'm pretty good at
that's impressive.
That is pretty impressive.
You might make the Guinness Book of World Records.
I don't know. I'll have to ask them if they have a record for that.
Right, dude. If you're trying to beat that, you got to get something better to do with your life. If you're trying to figure out if you'd be the fastest guy to break down.
I want to be the fastest person to break down a Dr. Dish. That would be a great thing. Mention Coach Unplugged or High School Hoops. You'll get $350 off. Mention me. They'll take good care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. The whole reason we're doing this four-part series is because of teachhoops.com, because I've been diving into it and I get asked about building a program all the time. And, you know, how do you do it? And how do you effectively do it? And what are the keys to doing it? And it's like, obviously, I've been putting a lot of stuff in there for that. But anyway, so if you're looking for someone that's done it, you want to save. I always tell people, if you want to use my 30 plus years of experience and save yourself a lot of time from watching all the YouTube and DVDs, and or you want to save time, you want to save energy, you don't want to walk down the wrong road, come over and check it out. I'll save you some heartache, because I've probably been through it at
this point. Time
and time, yeah, money and time. Time,
money and time, you can't beat it,
right? Because those DVDs are, I mean, shoot, it's less than a trip to McDonald's to join teachers.
Yeah, but again, we can talk about this all day. You know, it's more than the Netflix for basketball coaches. It's the interactive Netflix, dude. Yes, I'm telling you right
that's
now.
That's what people don't
get. Never going to get it, you know, again and again and again. The best instruction, the best thing is when it's social interaction and conferring and talking to other people. It's the best thing out there. So,
All right,
coach. Branding. So our first step was culture. So you're building that identity. And then the next step is really promoting that identity, right?
It is. So so under the branding thing, here's where I put under branding. I put, so again, going back to my story with losing, we had to rebrand, which was like me going, I wanted new uniforms. I wanted to go change the schedule. I wanted to deal with everything that, how we promoted it, how we built it. You know, we started the youth program. Bruce Dahman helped me do that. Work with the feeder programs. It was literally starting, like, I remember sitting in my room, and it might have been a chalkboard at that point. Was it a chalkboard? Might have been even a chalkboard. That's how old it was.
What's a chalkboard? I'm just kidding.
No. But anyway, and we wrote down everything, you know, what do we have to do to rebrand this thing? Because you don't want to be Kmart in a Target world, right? And so I wanted all those little kids up the hill at the elementary school to want to come play. So we had to figure out how we could do that, how we could get them involved, how we could get them to our games, how we could have a youth night, how we could get them just to see us playing. And then I had to figure out, okay, I want them to see us playing, but I don't want to see us getting beat by 45.
Right.
So it was building that youth program, getting them playing together since they were 6 or 7 years old. But then on top of that, you know, it was so many moving pieces. I mean, luckily I didn't have any kids at that point in my life.
Right. So when you talk about branding, I think for someone that got worn out with branding for 5 years of the varsity program, trying to build one, is that you got to find other people to delegate those things, because it'll overtake your time. And then you won't be able to talk about the other key things about still establishing your culture and your X's and O's and player development. This branding piece, I think, is the easiest piece to facilitate to other people,
whether it's people that you can trust.
Yeah. People you can trust, people in your community, like other people, basketball mindsets that could be on your board or on your staff to support it. Parents, booster people, community people, all that stuff. That is the where you want to take, because sometimes we take our energy is overtaken by branding, because it's sometimes some of that stuff is really fun, but it's really, and when it comes down to it, there's so much more that needs to happen within your program.
Right. And the thing is, It's like we have somebody, I don't run the youth program. I delegate. I mean, we have somebody that runs our youth program, and he's not even a parent anymore of a player. He just, you know, we have a nonprofit. We run the girls and boys program through it. He runs that. It's like one thing that's not on my table. It's not on my, you know, I don't have to worry about it. Like, and I obviously I've been able to do that later in my career. I'd had to probably be a little bit more hands-on early, but I think that's a really important thing that you stated there, that you can't do everything. And the first thing we talked about, which was culture, is of the four that we're talking about, like you said, this is the one, as long as you get somebody you trust and someone that has the same vision as you, this is the one. Because you can't get rid of player development. You can't get rid of the X's and O's.
Right. Like, and you can't get rid of the accountability and consistency, the reps and all that stuff.
This is the place that you can, like, how can we build that community? And again, it's going to depend. Are you an inner city coach? Are you a coach in a rural in Iowa? I mean, it does matter where you are.
It does.
But I think it's the one that you can find someone to help you. You can at least help you if you don't feel like you can totally hand it off, at least help you.
I think, and then when I think about just some of the things that the one positive thing that I go back in my 5 year, 6 years as a varsity coach and the 5 years that I was at a high school program, our youth program was very, very solid. And I think it was solid because we made it affordable, we made it exciting, and we made it intricate with our high school program, you know, and from a small rural community, kids wanted to come to games. Basketball was affordable. It was fun. And it was relevant. So I think you got to make, when you're building a program, you got to find ways. I had lots of camps, fun gear, all those.
And you got a brand, you got a brand early because this is one of the things that I noticed when I took over the Memorial job. Memorial was a hockey school. So I knew that I had to brand early, and I had to get those kids. I had to get them playing basketball before they put skates on.
Right.
And you know, we're a swimming school. How many state titles have we won in swimming? You know, you look at two of the three sports were literally some of the top in the entire state. So wrestling was not. So there's basically four sports you can play in the winter in Wisconsin. And I had to compete against two that were two of the top in the Midwest as far as national swim. I mean, we've had unbelievable. I mean, I don't even know, between swimming and hockey, we probably got 15 state titles. So all of a sudden my branding had to trickle down. I had to get these kids when they were 6 or 7 before they even thought about putting skates on or getting into a pool in the summer. You know, Madison, Wisconsin has the biggest summer swim meet in like the country,
right?
All city. It's crazy. So, so it was one of those things that's super important as far as, you know, you got to look at your community and figure out what does that branding entail.
Yeah.
Anything else, Coach? I think that's good.
I think those are like really good little T-bits. I think I think it's really
again,
good.
If you want to dive deeper, teachhoops.com is where you can dive deeper.
We could talk about branding all day. There's so many different things. Yeah. But the question of the day today is, since you started coaching, so your time frame is a lot longer than my time frame, and I'll answer it when you're done. What is one thing has changed a lot in the game that you, whether you like or you don't like?
Well, I think the three-point line changed the game a lot. I also think
– but you were still around. You were still playing with the three-point line.
Yeah, three-point line was in college when it came in. I think the style of play has changed probably the most. I've just seen such a transformation of, like, you need a big, you need a post, to just this spread kind of.
Yeah.
They're looking for a high school player. You're looking for that 6'4" long kid. For, you know, like a college or NBA guy, they're looking for, you know, that 6'8" long kid. So I think that's where it's kind of pivoted, even if, you know, watching our state tournament in our state, it's just like, that's the kind of player.
I look at, I think that teams normally, I would say when I first started or even when I was in high school, I think teams overall just played better team offense together because it was multiple positions and roles and things like that. Now it's been more of a push of skill development and you don't have these intricate roles. You just have a lot of skill. So it's a lot of isolation or these type of things and spreading the floor. So the game is just not the flow and the style. Like I agree is a lot different. So I completely agree with you.
Don't you think? I think it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anything else?
Nope. I'm going to coach. I'm going to go take my lasagna.
We made this one relatively short. You got to go.
No. I just got to take the foil off so the cheese can melt really good.
Okay. And I'll be back. Go do that. And then
we'll. Sounds good.
All right. Bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.